step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Own AutoZone.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the 12th man in the NFL. Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR, and free on the iHeartRadio app.
So, December 15th of 2019, Seahawks win at Carolina 30-24. Chris Carson goes 24 carries for a buck 33 and a couple touchdowns. You know why I'm bringing that up?
Why are you bringing that
up? That was the last time Chris Carson ran for 100 yards, and I believe it's the last time a Seahawk running back ran for 100 yards, and it's not going to happen tonight for Chris because he's not playing.
But it could happen tonight for Alex Collins.
Could happen tonight for Alex Collins.
He is going to get the ball. I think he's going to get 20 touches tonight. He's going to get 16, 17 carries and three or four receptions.
Who else would get carries?
DJ Dallas, Travis Homer. On your favorite play, by the way, you love the sweep around the end to Travis Homer, don't you?
This is the Alex Collins show tonight because Carson's out again with a neck injury. And I don't know, man. I mean, look, I'm sure the guy's going out there doing the best he can to stay healthy, but this is just getting ridiculous with this guy. Even when he's out there, he's banged up like he was last year. Rashad Penny banged up. Chris Carson banged up. I mean, at what point do you just say, you know what, this ain't working with the guy? Hey, congratulations for him on getting the contract over the offseason, but he hasn't done much so far in the first four games of the year, and now he's banged up for the biggest game of the season. So Gerald Everett is going to be out apparently due to continuing complications from the COVID negative test he had last week. But the Gerald Everett thing, like I told you in the opening segment, to me is bigger than the Chris Carson injury, because at least they have a guy in Collins at running back who can carry the load. I don't know if they have a difference maker on the roster right now at tight end. That difference maker 2 years ago would have been Will Disley, but he hasn't been the same since he got banged up.
No, he's kind of like Chris Carson the last couple years. We haven't seen it. We've seen flashes, and that's it. We haven't seen any consistency. You know, I really didn't think Chris Carson was going to be back this year because I thought he was going to make $7.5-8 million a year for a couple of years, and they really got him at a bargain. And maybe it's because of his injury history they got him at a bargain that nobody wanted him. He got 2 years, $10.4 million. There's only $3 million worth of dead cap after this year. And if Chris Carson has a season where he only carries the ball 125 to 150 times because he's only in there half the time and half the games, then you're going to see them pull the plug and take that dead cap hit next year.
Well, look, this is a Rams defense. I think you can move the ball on these guys, and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals showed that a week ago, but they're going to have to move the ball a lot and put up a lot of points, and this might be a game where they're going to want to control the clock, and they haven't done that so far, man. In four games, their time of possession's in the gutter. I mean, they're getting outplayed by everybody as far as the TOP. The amount of plays are getting run against him is crazily weighted towards the opponent. So this is a game tonight where what I'm asking for is for the Seahawks to go back to their roots, chew some clock up, whether it's moving the ball through the air with short passes to guys like DK Metcalf or running the crap out of the ball. They've got to do the best job they can do to, I think they got to have the ball for 32 or 33 minutes to win this game tonight.
I think that's
keep
fair.
Those guys on the sideline.
And I'd like to see the short passing game be an extension of the run game, because, you know, it's one thing to try to establish the run by just pounding it up the middle, and then go play action. They've tried to do that too much. I don't really think Alex Collins is that type of running back. I think you got to get Alex Collins out in space. I think you got to get Russell on the bootlegs, dumping it to Disley, dumping it to Collins, dumping it on short passes to Tyler and DK. That's how you're going to keep the chains moving. Give me a 4-yard pass here, and then a 3-yard run, then a 5-yard pass. You know, just give me little chunks at a time instead of going run it for three, and then bomb it over the top.
Hey, you want to welcome in a superstar to the radio show? It's not very often we get big names like this on the program. Most of these names want nothing to do with us, but the Kraken are introducing a brand new menu for the arena, and they're partnering up with one of the great players in the history of the NBA. I wish we were doing this in person, because I want to give this guy a freaking hug, man. Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq Diesel, is with us right now on the radio show. Shaq, welcome to the 206. How are you, baby?
I need clarification because I don't want to get in trouble. Somebody said I'm doing the Softy and Dick show.
You know what's funny about that? Tracy McGrady said the same thing to us about 15 years ago. And yes, you are doing the Softy and Dick show. Not the Softy Dick show, the Softy, that's me, and Dick Fane show, he's Dick Fane. So yes, you can cross it off the bucket list. How's it feel, baby? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be. Look, I haven't been here in a while. Shout out to all the Seattle fans. Look, I want to give a big shout out to the construction workers that built this arena. I've been to a lot of arenas in the country. This is by far the best arena I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. Tell us more. Tell us more why you believe that, Shaq.
Well, it's not what I believe. I'm here. I actually walked through. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at all the LED. I'm looking at the technology. I'm having two restaurants in there. One restaurant will be the first ever just walkout technology, hot foods in the country. So, you know, you got to, you know, register your credit card, palm print, all that stuff. You go in, get the food, and you just walk out. So I'm here. And, you know, I've been to most of the arenas in the country, especially the NBA arenas. This by far is the best I've ever seen. This top of the line is brand new. The seating, the clubhouse, the locker room, they got a recording studio in it. Best arena ever.
So, Shaq, tell me why you have decided to invest in Climate Pledge Arena and why you have decided to invest in this city.
Well, I've been in the restaurant business for over 20 years in Vegas. So, just opened up a fast casual restaurant by the name of Big Chicken. It's doing very well. We're starting the franchise. And I knew this arena was being built. So, you know, I called two good friends of mine, Molly, who runs, you know, the food stuff over here, and Tim Lionwicki, the guy who's building it. Tim introduced me to the Staples Center. I was in a restaurant. He walked up to me and said, "I'm building the new arena Staples Center. I want to show you what it looks like. Show me everything. Show me the plans." So I was very, you know, I don't want to use the word influential, but I was there at the beginning of that. So when Tim invited me up to see this arena, look, this is the Picasso of the arena. I don't know if Picasso is still the man in the art world, but this is top of the line.
Well, listen, man, it's great that you're here. It's great that you're a part of this whole thing. And I got to ask you, man, talk about this arena. What do you think it's going to mean for the NBA? Because you know we're fired up for your restaurants. We're fired up for hockey. But, dude, we desperately want basketball back, Shaq. Talk to us.
Hey, let me know what you're going to say. Seattle Supersonics need to come back home. They need to come back home to a brand new arena with the same roof that Key Arena had. Let's keep that in mind. They lifted the roof. They suspended the roof in the air. It was just sitting up there for 2-3 years. Built a new arena, dropped the same old roof on it. You know, NBA players and basketball players and the NBA commissioner, they're all about technology and innovation. Seattle can always support an NBA team. You heard it here I don't want to say you heard it here first, but you heard it here from me first. Seattle Supersonics need to come back home. So hopefully the NBA can get that done, because Seattle has changed since I came there. Like, flying in on the plane, I was like, this building wasn't here when I was beating up on Gary Payton and Sean Kidd. That building, this wasn't the Amazon Sphere thing wasn't there on the time when I was here. So I think this is the third, fourth largest city growing in the world. So they could definitely afford to have the team back. So hopefully the big wigs of the NBA and, you know, somebody that's willing to let their team go, they definitely can and will want to come back to this arena.
The great Shaquille O'Neal joining us here on 950 KJR. So, Shaq, you're as connected as anybody in this entire league. So what are you hearing about Seattle basketball? It's one thing to say they got to get it back, but what are you hearing in your circles?
You know, I'm not at liberty to tell you what I hear, but to be truthfully honest, I haven't really heard anything. I probably heard as you know, much as you have heard. I used to be part owner of the Sacramento Kings, so I really focused on what the Kings were doing, but I just sold my interest in that, you know, to do other things. So I don't want to be the one to speak out of turn and say, I heard this, I heard that. I've heard as much as you have heard.
Shaquille O'Neal, you're bringing Big Chicken, the quick service restaurant concept developed by yourself, to Climate Pledge Arena. Can't wait to see you in person, man. I'm jealous that we couldn't get you to meet you here in Seattle, but come on back. We'll enjoy some Big Chicken together. We'll take in a Kraken game and hopefully down the road a Sonic game. All right, baby?
All right. Love you guys. Is this really the Dick and Softy show? Because I think you guys are pulling my leg.
Shaq, if you help bring the NBA back, you can call this show whatever the hell you damn well please, baby. How's that sound?
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you guys soon.
You got it, Shaquille O'Neal. How freaking cool is that? I was going to say, we got to tell people who we're talking to, but everyone knows that voice.
Yes.
There's literally nobody that sounds like
that.
It is
one of the more recognizable voices in the country.
Oh, that was so cool. And I'm jealous, man. I'm not very jealous when it comes to seeing stars like that, but I wish I was Kevin Shockey right now, because Kevin Shockey is hanging out
right
now
there with, Shaq.
With Shaq Diesel. He better have damn well gotten a photo and put that bad boy on social media. So, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal is bringing Big Chicken. It's a quick service restaurant concept. Developed by himself. It'll be in the arena, and you heard it there from Shaquille O'Neal. The Sonics have to come back, and this is the best arena he's ever seen in his life. I love it. Great to hear from the voice of Shaquille O'Neal on the radio show. We got a break. We got some breaking Seahawk news to get to. Mike Holmgren will join us as well from Jimmy's on First right here, coming up on 950K.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.